Otto Fenichel walks across the television set. Otto Fenichel. Good evening. I'm Otto Fenichel. Tonight, I present to you a television series titled, transparently enough, Otto Fenichel Presents. On this transparent enough television series, we will talk transparently about ourselves. We will abandon professional distance. We will banish etiquette. We will exile politesse. We will expatriate tact. We will deport circumspection. We will expel delicacy, diplomacy, and discretion. We will attack, capture, and dissect our personal narratives as if they were so many native tribesmen in the ethnographic research department of our psyches. And I, Otto Fenichel, a real live, dead Austrian psychoanalyst, will be your host. Montage. Otto Fenichel and his mother in a painting by Klimt. Otto Fenichel as a bourgeois youth in a Viennese coffee house. Otto Fenichel in his glasses by candlelight. Otto Fenichel surrounded by brown books. Otto Fenichel in a silken cell. Otto Fenichel in blue. Otto Fenichel with the eyes of Buster Keaton. Otto Fenichel on a steamer in an awkward chaise lounge. Otto Fenichel on a crowded pier. Otto Fenichel is attacked by pigeons. Otto Fenichel does not own sunglasses. Otto Fenichel draws closer. Otto Fenichel in silhouette. Cut. The mystery of Otto Fenichel's television series is not to be solved in his biography. He was born in 1897 to a quite normal family of Jewish lawyers. As a young man, he was an active member in the Viennese youth movement, crossed between the Boy Scouts and a free love commune. To him, as to many young people of the 19-teens and 20s, psychoanalysis seemed radical and sexy, aligned with social freedom. It's still possible to read psychoanalysis this way, of course, or like a gothic novel. Grotesque inner turmoil and psychic landscapes and unnatural desires. As many have noted, Freud's case histories read like detective stories. The patient is in a bizarre, uncanny, tormented state. The endless detective, with precision and savvy, roots out the secret problem and displays it before our eyes. But Fenichel was a Marxist as well as a Freudian, and so he believed in history. He didn't think there was any contradiction. Social environment obviously causes neuroses. But some psychoanalysts were determined to leave environment completely out of the equation. They were describing universal human truths, they thought. Freud himself had left the question open. Was psychoanalysis a science or a discipline of the humanities? Was it describing biological fact or historical culture? These were rich and complex debates, and people were having them. However, in the early 1930s, with fascism on the rise, many psychoanalysts concluded that divorcing psychoanalysis from politics was the only way to save their science. But then politics attacked, and all the Jewish analysts, which is to say a great number of the psychoanalysts in Europe, had to flee. Otto Fenichel went to Oslo, then to Prague, then to the United States. You would imagine that the events in Europe would at least partially corroborate his belief that social environment had something to do with psychology. But in the United States, psychoanalysis was finding its legitimacy by emphasizing its scientific nonpartisanship, and no one was interested in wedding it to Marxism or any other leftist ideology. And so, while in exile, Otto Fenichel began writing a circular letter to his leftist colleagues scattered across the globe, a letter known as the Rundbriefe. Cut.